for you.
Oh,
Rabbit Short is beginning a guest in the Avis room, and he'll be right up.
He is.
Once
that
has
a
you don't have to call
it that. Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so good. All the universities in the France given up. I was on the. Yeah. He used to come to show.
Yeah, he used to
come to show. He's son of us, right?
His daughter of son.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he works here.
In California.
I sometimes,
yeah.
Now, is it still going to be a chazan garden?
Why not? But he likes doing it. Look, well, you can be a chazan, not as a profession, but because you enjoy it. You never worry about doing it. When you have to do it professionally.
This is a good.
And anyway, if they keep the chazan and the rabbi leaves, it's more strength to the chazan.
I was very surprised. Have you ever gone to the Greek synagogue? Hershey?
Oh,
yeah. They were replacing
him. I dabbled that.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting day. It was Simchas Torah.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the
No.
Our Simchas Torah.
Oh, you have the credit.
They had this.
So,
Gabba comes by and he says, I said, yeah, I have. He said, you stand at the table at the old corners and hand out his forage. 30 forage.
I know.
But I was surprised.
Oh, that's beautiful. You go there after Dublin. I mean, you go after Dublin. Dublin, you have to see this, and then you go. It's like a concert.
Oh, yeah. But
look at it. It's like a concert.
It's concert. It's concert. But I went there and told you, man.
I could never take it as a steady day.
Oh, no.
We're there 2 weeks, we both my dad and both time. We take miles across the cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy the concert, but and they had a train.
He's here, though.
They start at 7:55.
Where do you go?
I had no idea why they, why not they, what is...
But it's also, what did we start at the hotel in second place? 8:50. And when I say 8:50, means... Not 8:59 and a half, it's 8:50 on the special clock.
Well,
but I take 50 to Zimra
at
8 o'clock. Steve's the landed
there's history behind some of these starting. But our show, KJBS Shabbos, the morning meeting is 6:40.
You're good.
Yep, it used to be 6:45, and one member complained that the rabbi took too long for his Kriya Shema, not the current rabbi, the previous rabbi, and so, as he said, he couldn't get to work in time because of those 5 minutes, so we put 6:40, he never showed up again. That's the part, they never came. You know, there's no, it's very difficult. No, you say AG. AG is across the street.
Across the street.
The building was to have been purchased by, what's his name? I think he was called. He was going to make a yeshiva there. Kola. He wanted to make the people to a world class Kola. He was buying up some properties. Or, in fact, they're renting properties. They'll rent, yeah, they'll be, it's going, as far as I know, it's going through. What? Why can't it be this? Gluck. I bet it's in Gluck. And he bought the building, but you gotta tell you, the wishes of the president of that school is phenomenal. He wanted to put in the contract that the owner of Shaw is that they guarantee to maintain a non-Lachisa million in the building.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
So they'll do like who was it? Who was it that collected money for yeshivas and he would all give to Woodbury Abbey? They met a girl.
The Pundit.
The Pundit. Yes, yes.
You know what happened to Marshall? My president, your lawyer now. Here's the contract. Church X wants to buy it. So I left it in my briefcase.
The contract for what?
Sell the building.
Which building?
The Hyde Park one.
Oh.
So I kept it. I kept it a month, 2 months. Before March. No March. Then I see one of our young men, just a member. He said, what's happening to our show? I said, do me a favor. Let's meet at the restaurant. You know which restaurant? On Lake Creek. It's the Eagle.
Oh, you're going back to start. Oh, you're going back to history.
50. So, exactly 70. Right? He says, the shul that I say Kaddish for my father is not going to be in church. Take it to the title company, whatever they offer you, I'll pay and cut it out. Because the old Kodesh, they count the chairs that power up. So, the benches and the original, the old Kodesh original. And it's still a parking lot.
On the west side, if you remember, the only place...
You know well.
The only place that was not sold to the church was the United States.
Still there.
Oh, it's still there. The public school, I think it's closed now, though.
I passed by there a few months ago.
A couple of years since I've been by there. But I tell you, Douglas Boulevard, it looks the same.
I'm kidding.
Absolutely. Many of the shoes were different.
Many of the shoes still
are
there.
They're still right there.
One energy has a sign that engraved in the building so they can't change it. It says Shari Shamayim Stone Temple Baptist Church. The Shari Shamayim is really great. Stone Temple Baptist Church.
You've gone Michigan Avenue.
Yes.
5400 block.
Yes.
4800 block.
I didn't know the South.
Those are the original marble stone shoe, you know. Now you know it's a shoe. Number one, you don't have to think about it, right?
Yes,
a shoe is a shoe. No, not like that. It has no steeples, etc. You know,
oh,
the shoe. But then you go a little closer. And it's still there.
And what's his name, the temple, Barack Obama's temple across the street from him?
I said, what?
Yeah. I know he is. You know, somebody, Jerry Eisberg told me, I didn't remember, the Barack Obama's home on the south side was a branch of the Yeshiva, yeah. And their cat branch.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, across the street, in fact, I took my brother when he was in town to see at Hyde Park, and particularly when he opened. Besides to a presenter, people let me through. That you have to identify yourself.
You get the word?
They want the truth.
Oh, because they're
the Alma. Yes, the Alma. She was serving.
Yes, now wait a second. Let's talk.
Yeah, whenever he's there,
the Secret Service.
That's
still in there?
Yes, there's another sister called the home when he comes here.
Huh?
Now this is getting ready. I hear his voice.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. The Rav is here. We want to apologize. We had an emergency which we had to deal with, but we're ready to start. The Rav is coming in right now.
What can emergency is here?
I'll tell you later.
I want to hear one of the kind of selfishness necessary. I said for the woman.
The only emergency that I ever remember was when the
Yes. Yeah. Time with Mark Stelcom?
Yeah, yeah, I have mine. I brought on the sheet.
For the phone.
Right.
Okay.
Good. apologies for coming late, but it was a very, shall I say, delicate situation. Mycetius. Now, let's not go into that. They were talking about suffering. And, of course, the Indian has to do one of the positive mitzvahs on Pesach. Generally, last week we talked about the Surim of Chametz, the lavim, and that was what's attached to it. And now we're going to talk about one of the major things. We'll take a look directly there at the Gemara, first sheet in Sukkim, which is on Daf Mem, Omer Aleph. And it goes to the heart of this whole situation that we talk about. People mention about Matzah Shmur. What is it? And some of the things that happened also in time when people sought to change the way it was made. Now, take a look where I've underlined, where the Gemara is already talking about there was something they used to have in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Ga'anim, where they actually used to moisten the flour in order that, for some reasons, that it would accelerate the chimutz, and then they would stop it from becoming chametzik. That was called lasisa. So they did that with the menachas, because the klal is called a menachas boas matzas. All menachas have to come matzah, except what you have is the shtei alechem, and there's 10 from the kolm teder that are chametz. Everything else in the mikdash is matzah. So they used to have to preserve it from not becoming chametzik. So Gemara first mentions a mitzvah liltos. It's a mitzvah to moisten it. Why? Shenamashmatam es hamatzos. In other words, you have to guard it. You have to protect it from becoming chometz, so you have to make it possible to become chometz. That's just a question of control. Ni'ilo deboi l'sise shima l'mai. How are you going to watch it? Ishima delisha. If it's a question of only of putting the flour into the water and you start kneading it, he says that type of shimur, delisha love shimur. It's not any type of, I can't consider that shimur. Do'ama al-funa b'tekes shel nochrim. He says the dough that Goyim had, let's say, generally is talking about the shepherds or so forth, they make a type of, what we might call a type of pita. Very quickly. And pita, the flat, it doesn't allow for too much chimot at all. But for whatever reason it is, the taker shel nachrim, which is quoted from the Mishnah there, that if it was preserved from chimus, whether they had intent or not, shall not be other mamalik face in the hand. Literally, a person could stuff himself with it on Pesach, but uvavashiyav gazayis matzah b'achreina. But on one condition, that he eats a real gazayis matzah, l'shem matzah, mitzvah matzah at the end. So b'achreina aim l'shem alo, but not in the beginning. My time in Meshum, the law of the Behu Shemar. There's no Shemar. There was no Shemar. Just it happened that it was preserved from not becoming Lamaisa Chometzik. So now the Gemara adds, Levele Shima Miyafia Le'ela. So, all right, at the time of baking, you watch it very carefully. That is not going to be allowed to rise. You put it quickly in the oven, it bakes, and take it out. I mean, that's the whole process in the matzah. In and out. Ela Lav Shmaminor Shima Mikorabin. You need Shima at an earlier time. Now, he doesn't say from what earlier time. And this is where we're going to come to the crux of the whole discussion. How do you know? Dilma shiny husband to be eaten at the Nochas Lashima or other Lashima. He's over there by the Tekashel Nochas and everything else. The time that it comes to Shima, they didn't do any Shima. Abel Hecha to be eaten at the Nochas Lashima at a time when it's possible to do some element of watching it, of guarding it, of it lay shima, make shima. It's ochinami, so maybe the shima delisha have a shima. In other words, once you put it into one, you're watching it from becoming, it's a conscious act of guarding it, so it's shima. Yeah. It's shima. You know, he says, I feel a hockey, lo hoda be rubber. Rubber didn't change his mind. Many places in the Gemara, rubber, I always digress on that because of certain things that happened in the rabbinic world. The Gemara says in various places, Hodebe Rabba. Rabba had charata from his psach or his svara. But there was a certain machaber that had been circulated, and I just wonder, at least his family keeps saying, he never had charata from his psach. So I said, so I don't consider that so great. I don't say that so great. If Robert can do it, anybody else, you can make a mistake sometimes. You can change your mind. You're allowed to change your mind. I mean, this is, to me, it's very important. You know, I have to make decisions. And as happened in the past, I find out, hey, I didn't make the right thing. I have to call up. We had it one time. No, the first time before I even came to Chicago, there was a mice, I have to tell you, with the oil and so forth. So I was given one interpretation. I passed him one way, then a certain guy calls me up and says, what are you doing about this?
Well, there was a Matthias.
That's the thing. So I told him. I said, if that's the Matthias, we change it. All right. But I had to say that. So what is Robert's opinion about Shimur? So Robert said, because here's what he said. Lahanu the Mahapre Kiefer. The people that had the sheaves of grain, they were taking the grain off the field, remember? There's no flour, there's nothing, it's just the grain, the wheat. He says, Kimapsisu, as you're turning it and binding it, he says, Hafichu l'shum mitzvah. Do it l'shem mitzvah. It's al mikasov shema mikor mitzilosavat seker b'inim. You have to have shema from the beginning. Yeah, this is known as shmi shema mishas ktiva. You take a look there in Rashi. Rashi just says, just to point on the interest of time here. What? Rafilo hachi. Let's take to the next line. Rafilo hachi de lo ashkach lava siyata lemilza. Although he didn't bring any raya, a mocker, anything that. Lo hadavei mimai de oma bein and shimer kaidem lisha. Before the time of Lisha. Mafihu mahafke kipe. Her own name. The kashrim es ha'emim. In other words, they tying up the sheaves. The amesha kotsir. So that's the idea of Shimur Nishas Ktila. That's the major point. The next page is just, the next omen is just one line there. It talks about that, Menachele Ime, the Gemara says there, Marbenei Ravina's mother, it says, Menachele the Arve. Mean, what does that mean? So Rashi tells us, the Chitim, Mitzilas Katsir, the Tzor HaPesach. In other words, she filled a whole tub or trough with them, as Rashi explained. What did the mother do? Chitim Mitzilas Katsir. She preserved them or guarded them from the time of the harvest. L'tzer HaPesa, the Avdol HuShima Mikor. So she was guarding it from, even in the most raw material state. What is the Arve? Generally means a ship. Arva. But it's something that is like looks like a boat. The Mole Areva, or Areva's Harbor. There were many troughs. She hid them away for Pesach, like the matzah companies, when they have, even the major matzah companies that make a certain amount of shimur, they send people out in certain wheat fields. I know Manashevis used to send, not a wheat field in Kansas or North Dakota, Pennsylvania. There was a certain place in Pennsylvania where he used to cut the wheat for the matzah shmur, and they had a certain mill over there that used to grind it. That was under Hashgacha. From the time they cut it until then. That I remember, my brother or some used to go out there and tell me.
It was excellent.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. So right on the books right now is Shimur Rishem Matzah from Ishas Ktila. However, not everybody agrees with that. So in order to see the variety of opinions, you'll take a look at your next sheet, which is sheet number 3, which is carried where the tour in Orachai and Simon Tufnun Gimel brings down the three sheetas that you have in matzah. Because it's like one cloud we have to always remember. It can't be matzah without any shimur. It could be 100% protected against chametz for whatever reason, but it has to have some shimur. When is the problem? From what moment? From ktira, tachina, or lisha. These are your three three areas. Now, it's spelled out right here, and the Rav Alphus and the Rambam take it directly here from the Gemara. Look where I have it underlined. Plus of Rav Alphus, Shetzorach Lishma Chitim Sheyetzin Bo Yedei Matzah Mishas Ktira. The very moment of Ktira, Shelo Yova Aleyamayim. And what he says, Shelo Yova Aleyamayim. So we see, now this is an important point. So what is the Deen of Shema? Is the Deen of Shema just Shelo Yova Aleyamayim? Or is there something else involved? We'll see that when you go further, there's just more than protecting it from becoming chametzik. There's something else that has to enter it when we talk about the people that are involved in preparing the matzah or even involved what we call the shema.
Also, it depends on what the rach says. The rach gives a different explanation than Rashi.
What?
And the rach gives a different than Rashi here.
Yeah.
And the Gemara.
Yeah, so Rav Alphus says, and he paskens that way. Mishas Ktira, just like Rava with the sheaves. However, the Rosh says it's not that machma, we call it machma. Harazal Kosov, Shane saw him in Mishas Ktira, only from the time of grinding it, making it into flour. Now, normally, if someone were to ask, and that's always a question, most commercial matzah, let's say the mass production of matzah, is Shema Mishas Ktira. From the time they grind, in other words, they have sent, if it's a proper company, they sent mashgichim into the mills where they grind the flour. They don't know what happened with the wheat from before, but it's shmira mishas tchina. That's the major, what I call a central shita. And then he says the rosh, and this is the rosh's, he quotes from his father, the Torah's father, the rosh. Negan the Ashkenaz of the Tzorpas, Lishayma Nishas Tchina, the Tishi Oz Mikavin Eisen Alamayim, Shetezim Barachayim Shomayim. So that goes back what the Gemara said. You have to make it a potential of being guarded against Chimut. So that's the Shimur. You prevent it from coming that way. The Hain Kosov, the Shiltas, that's from the works of the Gainim, the Bachoy Mishitcha, Lo Nopi Gedei Chavosei El Mamatzah, the mincha mechimus mikadnofo mayalaya, from the moment that water was introduced to it. The e amtenayel lechite akum cheres v'sheite v'kotten. But who people are handling? Who are the people that are handling? Are cheres v'sheite v'kotten? Would be unqualified people. Lo nofeg beyadei chabosei. So you can't be yaitzer with such people having the shmira. So that's that point. And then the third, the most makel of all, the Tshuva Lagon, one of the Gaining, they haven't properly always identified actually his name. I don't think it was Rav Haigon at all, but Tshuva Lagon, Likach Kemach Min Ashuk, B'Shas Hatzach. Any flower that you take it, that sounds very radical, Min Ashuk, that you can buy it and mutter v'yaitzim by delo mechatzkin and iser abel chatzchila bo eshima, but asila need a shima from before.
Well, wouldn't he hold it to be shima that lisa then?
That's right. That, but that's what he's saying.
He says abel chatzchila bo eshima, but he doesn't define that it's the third shima.
Yeah, but the shima is in the lisa. That's what he means. So what the chemach min ashuk is, well, when you're going to introduce it.
You can't do it. See, that's the
only one left. Yeah, so that's the only one is Lisha. The thing is this, on a practical basis, it's known if you don't have a lot of flour somehow comes into contact, even in the mills, with some sort of a water or whatever it is. So that's why you have to have a special agrocha or a shkochan, you know. Like he says, go out and buy a bag of flour. You buy a bag of Hecker's flour, something going to make matzah out of it. You could make matzah, but who knows? It could be all chametz because that already might have come in contact even at the time when it was brown with water or so forth. So that's talking in a very pristine or primitive state. Now, so you have all of this discussion back and forth here. And
if there was no shema, mishas ktira,
but there has to be a shemur though.
But there has to be the water
better. Sure, there's. In fact, you have many many shilas that were asked. The works of the Achronim are full, where they brought in sacks of wheat. In Europe, mostly the matzah was mishas ktira. You know, they cut it off a field, they packed it into sacks. That's what they looked like, sacks. And that was supposed to be like protected, and they waited until it was close to Pesach. Then they ground it, made it tchina, they ground it, and then they started to bake the matzahs out of it. But they always have shilas. They notice in the sack sprouts coming out. Oh, you know, tzmachim, that maybe that came in because it must have been water.
Right.
And that's, in fact, my late father was saying, he asked the Hagachava gone such a shiloh. I know in one of his cards, these cards got lost, and Bogachova's answers on this postcard, and I think it was matter with the way he described it, what to remove or what not to remove. That's the way it worked it. But these shilas come up all the time. Sure, or heavy rain. Heavy rain, and later when they start, they doesn't dry it out enough. That's why one of the Indian, when you talk about kayats, kayats really means drying out. They used to dry from its natural moisture. They used to have the sheaves standing on the field to dry in the sun. There was no rain. It was not a rainy season.
Right.
In America, you just can't let them stand there for days because it's going to rain back and forth, thunderstorms, everything else, and just in a practical basis. But in other countries, kayats really meant the summer when it gets dried out. Now, talking about the people that are involved, for example, dealing with this shemer. Now, who were the ones who, like the tour mentioned here from the Rosh about Cheru Shaita Bekotin? What about relying on them? And that's a major problem where others have mentioned that when there are, they used to give over, for example, they used to have sometimes children doing it, or other people being part of the process in the making of the matzah or not. So the whole question is, how can a cotton, can you rely on him for the whole inyan of shemer? That's what he, in fact, is a whole question that goes into a lot of areas of halacha. When it's also mentioned, when you learn chulin, and we talk especially on Daf Yud Beis and Chulin, where they're talking about the Ketanim, you know, Mishnah says that by playing a cotton shiocha by shita, cotton shiocha lamin es yodov, the child knows how to move his hands, and there's aimed al gabov, so the shita would be kosher. So they talk also there by clutching, you know, would not be so much shayach, but by clutching, where you have to have an absolute kavana. Kavana for shita. There has to be l'shem kachim. Then the Gemara discusses that by chulin, at least there has to be some kavana for a maisa shita. So does the cotton have enough kavana for the maisa shita? We're not talking about l'shem kachim or l'shem chulin, but a kavana for a maisa is not just hit and miss. So that's where Eimer al gava. So the l'shenim, the Gemara talks about Eimer al gava, Rajba especially, there on Hulin, talks about different cases where Eimer al-Gaba would help. In other words, the Kavana of the Eimer al-Gaba is put together with the mice of the cotton because the Yochel Lamin is Yodah. So what about in other cases? So that some would might want to agree that even if a cotton is doing whatever he's doing, he's putting the water with the flour and kneading it or something, but it's Eimer al-Gaba, and he's talking about L'shem Matzah Mitzvah and so forth, maybe that would be good. That's a discussion that constantly that goes on and is brought down here in the Puskin, especially there's a full discussion of that. I'm just running further. If you take a look here, I have run off the Dir Halacha. Dir Halacha of the Mishnah Brua. It's a Simon Tov Samach. If you have a Mishnah Brua, but here it is, I have it enlarged, then where the Mechaber is talking about and making Matzah Mitzvah. generally matzah mitzvah we always associate with Erev Pesach. You know, the Rebbes and others, that when it's already the Zman of Chometz, after Chatzis, then they go and bake the matzahs. And they have a whole procedure, mazok halel, and all sorts of things, and they have matzahs, they call that matzah mitzvah, because it's at the time when you can't have chametz. So then it's the real mitzvah, it's a real shimur from the possibility of chametz. So in the that's the general term. But matzah mitzvah in a general term, besides a specific term rather of Erev Pesach, is the mitzvah, the matzah you're going to be yetzah, the gazayas matzah, the mitzvah sesa, where it says the Erev Pesach matzah. So that's the mitzvah sasei that you have to do that. So that matzah mitzvah now, here the Mechaber says, ain't washing matzah mitzvah. Look at the Mechaber. Let's turn the page again. Velo eifin also. You can't knead it, he's saying, and you can't bake it through al yaday eino yehudi. But like people say, well, I have a nice kosher factory, and I hire a bunch of Mexicans or Puerto Ricans, and they'll do all the job. That's all they have to do is a mitzvah. And everything. So you can't do that. You can't have a eino yehudi, veloyai de cheres shaita, the cotton, which are always lumped together. Now, because there's a deen, a special deen of Shemer, that he must be Mechabim. And see, the Mishnah Brewer explains very briefly, if you look in Sif Gimel there in the Mishnah Brewer, he says, Hatam, the Sif Shmatam, et Amatas. Mashem Ezeh, the Shmira, Shato Meshama, Shalo Tachmis, he's Chavim Hashem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. In other words, you have, actually, there are two levels of Shmira. One is the Maisa Shmira from becoming Chometz, but then it has to be L'shem Matzah, L'shem Mitzvah. It has to be that. If you ever walk into, especially the hand matzah bakeries, whoever gives the hashgacha, I've been in there, and I remember once years ago in the Peil Shestibel on the east side was one of the original, it was under the hashgacha of, there was a, the Sadov Nerov, it was a very big Bal Havor, Talmud Chacham, there, from Chassidim, Alexander Chassid. So he was used to run back and forth and say, look, everybody, was rolling everything. L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. You have a whole row of ladies there that will wait the whole year to get their panacha from that, which later played a role in when it came to machine matzah. But there's the idea. Not only the mice of Shmira, Shema, they were very careful, but you have to be L'shem Matzah. So that's what he's saying. So, Achei Shaita V'Kotcha, I mean, what do they know? What is there? So there's that question, whether Eimer Al-Gabov is good. And that's why he says, V'Hiskimu. He says, later, Harbe Puskin, Afila Yisrael Eimer Al-Gabov, U'mazirim, She'echav L'shem Matzah Mitzah, Gamkein, they also, they disagree. They say it's not going to help. Lo mahani, v'ni yeshiz eich avosai, v'afilu b'di'evi, yesh min ha'paskin shemakilim, v'ayim et al-gaba. Because you'll see how you have to rely on that when it comes to the machines and all of that. O mashiron, shi'achavim b'asiyosu l'shem matzah, v'oz amin en adai to the Yisrael to'ovi. Because he's doing what the Oymeid is doing. He's not doing what we would say, al-daite, the nafshe. So the Kosovu Abach and Amogan Avram, yes, Yismoch Alayel, Kishi Ef should be in Yav, we have no other Eitzah. The Tev Shah Yisrael, the Atzma Yisayim, Dam Keng Sas. We call Mokam Luz, Mutav Lazus, Ayrecher Shay to be Kosman, Vahar de Akam. But the Goy, no one comes to be making that, because the Goy, there's always this grower. It permeates a lot of areas of Aloha. The guy is al daita the nashik on it. He has his own mind. He's an adult. He has his own mind. Who cares what the Jew is saying? He has it. So, but when it comes to the question of a cotton or the other person that he has over here, they will listen to the Eimer al Gaba. That would help. That's what he's talking about. That's why the Mishnah Brewer really
makes no difference where.
What?
Makes no difference where. Over the goyim, then maybe the Goy will do.
Well, they do not allow. They don't, because the Goy is al daita the nafshe. We lose that even by the Dean of a Mechira, something for Shabbos, or so forth, when he becomes, when he rents something, he gets a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he, so why do we say it's a good sale? The Schirus is Kememker, because if he's going to get a bonus, I'm working for myself. He's not considering profit for the one who rented him the poor, leased it to him. I'll die to the Nashik of it.
Has left the conference.
Pretty strong swerve that they use that. Now, the Mishnah Brewer mentions here, he talks about things that used to happen in Europe there all the time. I don't think it would happen in a matzah factory or a matzah bakery today. You won't see kids working there. You'll see always grown-ups, especially women or others, you know, that do the job. There were those that, as if to say, they introduced the kemach into the water, and then the others was a valgelin, they roll it out, you know, with edlach, and they make it, and then there are the ones that shoot it into the ovens. Well, all by hand. They're talking about a hand thing with a long, a langa lopata, a long, like, shovel,
a pole.
In and out to get the stuff quickly out of there, and they have to scrub up all the time because they can become chemos, which is always a constant shush. There should not be any peruvin, or if something falls on the floor, leave it there. Don't pick it up, no matter what state.
There's a 5-second, a 10-second rule.
That's the way it works, you know. Even in the bakery.
The lobster, that's the marzah.
Yeah, marzah. I love, yeah, that's what it is, the marzah. That plays a big role in your day, another thing. So now if you take a look at the Mishnah Brewer, first of all, they're down on that second page where it says the cotton, and you see in the Bir Halacha, he expands all of this. He's saying, I'm the Mishnah Brewer, Masha Kostavdu Odos Hatos, Shemanichim LeKotten, Litin Mayim LeTech HaKemach. He says, that's not proper. The Yesim is a Yesh Tos, this Pasha Leza Noshim, Shekain of Kemach Shmuel Afias Masaseim, Gamhei Manichim Liktanim, Lita Mayim Lepeh HaKem. Now, if you're running a Talmud Teva or something, you want to show kids how you bake matzah, okay, you do it over there. But to use matzah for Pesach, that you're not going to do. You know, there's some people that do that, especially I know from the Chabad, they try to show, I think one of our members does that. He opens up a mini matzah bakery for the kids, which is nice. It's good chinuch, but not to use it for Pesach. That's the point that he's making. The shekhenin kemish mula, the fi is matzah seim, the gamay manichin, the tan litim ayin, the torah kemach. And then he's saying, kama toyimim, shekhesin, shekhim, shekemachu, michitin, sheshomu, they have kemach that from the time of Ksira says, all of their mising have to be, it's continued over there. I know Hanasinus Mayim Latelcha Kemach, the Alisha, the Harichan, arranging it, the Gam Yeshem Gamanika, because they perforate it. That's where you get the holes in, you know, in the matzah. The afiyah they gdei on the yakol b'feirus Hashem matzah mitzvah. Then tzarich shiyem v'mechol matzah liyem kol echad mashiyata hayem. He's saying you can say I'm starting to bake today. You don't have to keep them. You're saying it, but I'm telling you that Rabbi Bachshir, he went around exhorting people keep in mind matzah mitzvah and so forth. That's what he did. Now, this is interesting what Chofetz Chaim writes here when he says, in my youth. Now, he says, in my youth, you're going back to the middle of the 19th century. He says, for ani b'nei nu'ai, hoya ninig b'yisrael, shuba eis afiyas matzus, baal ha-matzus, hoya ema v'chezel ha-oiskim, kama pomim, here it is, shi yaskiru, shi matzus, mitzvah achsa b'yameinu, nisreifeif ha-minig. He's saying, "Hazem itnei shekama nedagdikin likach matzah shmur leleli haseder v'matzah shmur nefer b'chol minei hidur Nidnei, shall be right, like an Isa Mirava year, or Mishare Talmidi Chachamim. They used to go to the Talmud Chacham, they knew that he baked, he had what they called in the Russian a padrad, he had a certain time when he baked a certain amount of matzah. And that's what some Rabbanim still do today. They go in there. My late brother-in-law used to have his day would have been tomorrow. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he had the first, what they call the first oven. Yes, Hanarisha. The first oven, and he used to bake a lot, and then in his shul, in his shtibul, he used to distribute to the balabati. That's how they used to do it. Kor eim edazik eim v'stam matzus, abla be'emes yotzus chorena be'etzadenu, v'nei shesei sei reiva elam, eim leikim matzus shmur v'yeitzim v'stam matzus. Kishik tani leikim v'nesin v'samayim v'v'aricha, v'aigav ne'im yeitzim yedei matzus. Became Yesa Tay Voya Haminig Shilfnim Shoya Balabayas Aina the Aima Matas Mitzvah Neakol Shazero Aimika Aimir Al Dabo the Yesa so forth and so on. Alright, he's talking about that particular interesting situation. That's what he's saying. So here we have this is all talking about the process of hand matzahs, what we call what they used to have in Europe. Now Where does this go when we're talking about a machine? A machine is an inanimate object. Where could be the getter? At least here, if you have cotton, if you're in an algaba, whatever it is, but there are human factors over here. There are human hands even going into the making of what it is being observed by a human being. But in a machine, in the history of machine matzahs, there were several stages. One interesting posh is what happened in the United States. In St. Louis was a place. There, we just like the first Erev in America of a large city was made in St. Louis in the 1890s by, it was a Rav Rosenfeld. Over there, his name was Zecharia Yosef Rosenfeld. He made the first Erev over there. He wrote a sefer, Tikvas Zecharia. They reprinted it in paperback. Described the Erev of St. Louis, how he used the rivers and everything else to make that he should have the mechitzas for the Erev. But he also was a pioneer in introducing machine matzahs. Now, what kind of it's from the tshuva? There's a tshuva that is written by the Gaon Marsham. He always corresponded with the Marsham. It was the great person, Rosholem Mordechai Shvadan Zal, the Berzhan of Ova, wrote thousands of tshuvas. I'm not exaggerating. You have in seven printed volumes, hundreds and hundreds of tshuvas in Kol HaTeirakua, to all parts of the world, to all kinds of gedaling. So there, the Masham corresponded with him when it came to the Erev. He asked Masham's Haskon the way he described it, and also about the machine matzahs. So in the second chelik of the tshuvas Masham, the Masham writes them, it seems the machines then, and that's the way it's described here, this is the language of that he's saying, first he says, Odos tikan ha machine she'eved al yedei kayach or electricitet. It was electric, that's what he said. But what used to happen before that, see he's already, in America he's a big pioneer. In Europe, decades before, that they invented a machine to make matzahs that was, they did by hand. They put the dough in a certain place and they turned, they didn't use electricity in the beginning. They were masave, by galgalim, that's the way it was to roll it and then to, spread it out. They had machines. I couldn't tell you exactly the description, but only in the time of the famous Gaon Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzal, who was the Rav of Lvov Lemberg. He was a world-famous Gaon. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzal had his Sforim, he has Shailos and Shuvah Shoyel and Meshiv, amongst his many Sforim. But that's the main corpus of his Shuvahs. Everybody used to go to him to get a Haskama. He used to say he's the Sar HaMaskim. You know, that's he is. Sar HaMaskim. Even a Gaon like Rabbi Yisrael of Pesachburger, who was a Talmud of Yisrael Salanta, went specially to Lemberg to get Hashkama on his Sefer of Shilas and Shuvas. Because he was a Misnagid. He was not a Chassidish Rav, although he lived in a mixed that area. Lemberg, which is today Western Ukraine, but then it was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, a very great, famous city. So when they made him a what they call a Masa Ayadei Mashinin, they didn't talk about electricity, so he supported it, and he gave a heter on it, the way it was run. And there was a big machlekes, tremendous machlekes, especially who opposed him, the Shlomo Klugerfeld, who was known as a brother, or the way the Galiciana called him, Bruder Magid. That's the way they called him, Bruder Magid. So Shlomo Kluger, main thing is a whole kuntres that is printed in the back of one of his throwing, Moldova Beis Yisrael, where he utters those matzahs, and one is not only because of the problem of the peruim and the chemas getting in the rollers, and you know, they could be stuck, they could, who knows whether they would clean it out, yeah, that's what he did. But the main thing is of a labor situation, about the main thing is for the, he says, who used to work in the hand bakeries, Almanus Nebuch, down and out, people used to wait all year round for the several weeks before Pesach to get some panosha. So he said they put them out of business.
The same thing that unions here opposed any mechanized...
Yeah, nothing on it, sure. All part of what we call the Industrial Revolution and everything else that changed everything. But that's what went on, controversy. The Avni Nezer, when the Masham agreed with Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson. So the Avni Nezer was a big Chassidus Shagon and Rebbe. He had such a scathing, you know, attack on the Masham. I don't want to repeat it. And one of the small children's way he described, as if to say, don't listen to that fellow. You know, something of that sort. Scathing attack today. It rivals some of the things that go on today on that. But nevertheless, this is what happened. It went on. So the Masham, when he writes to this Rav Rosenthal in St. Louis, he told him, oh, you're taking very good care. Make sure that the piruvim, you know, the breklach and the pieces are taken care of. But at the same time, he says the following. Now, one of the main points is, of course, what about the problem of the Nishimur, about the Shmur L'Shem Matzah. That's the Lashon that he brings down, which I sort of took out some of the lines. Here's what he's saying here. The Etzem Pula from Ashikach, here at the end of the tshuva, he writes the following, that Mitam Kavona Shmira. It's an inanimate, it's a machine. It doesn't think, it doesn't do. What is the person if he presses a button, what happens? It goes automatically. Now, it seems from Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson Shuva, they turn. He says they were violent, they were misavering. So that way, it's like an extension of the hand. But if you press a button and it's electricity, what happens then? But others felt the very fact that you doichik es hakhtor, the button, that it turns it on. That's enough. And you have the kavana, it's no worse than as if, say, a kotnin or imen al gabo. And some of the later Puskin even wrote to the effect that if you have a excellent machine, it's better even than the hand matzahs. Why? Even the Masham said because of the quickness. It does things quicker before things could get clumsy. But anything is a question of cleaning out. That. So people have to perfect that kind of a machine. I know that the Baron, when I came to Chicago, Aaron was once going to Eretz Yisrael. So, and since he had the Hashgacha strikes, he took along with him the matzah, the Shmura machine matzah, Zafka, that he should be Yetzer for the Seder and for Pesach. That's what he took. He wouldn't use the not the hand, not hand. What?
Now, the same thing with the matzah Shmura now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean,
Yeah, that's what it is. But if the Bris canal to soil, nothing doing. I mean, my son learned by the David Soloveitchik Shalita, he says he was there on Erev Pesach. He says that any resemblance to real masa, I'm not just making fun of it. They had it so charred, so made sure it was so fabrent, and everything else unbelievable. As if they were concerned that it should not be. You know, but that's the way they did. You know, there's a famous story between the attitude of Yosher Ber Brisker, the Beis HaLevi, and the Netziv, as far as what they did with the matzah. He said, Yosher Ber Brisker was such a, you know, his year and his digduk and everything else, that after it was Yosher, the Gazayas matzahs on the first night, he had the rest of the matzah put away with the hummus. He was worried that it might not have been done good, because he relied on the principle, you know, we used to say always in the yeshiva, there's the only chiyuv to eat matzah is the first two nights. Rest of Pesach, kamenes and bulba, you can eat potatoes. You don't have to eat matzah. So he relied on that principle. The Netziv, that was a different mode. He didn't do that. And when he baked matzahs with friends, you can imagine a gong like him with Yerushalayim and Shimur, but he wasn't in that type of a mode. So it's a different attitude how it comes out. There's a big discussion about the shmira of with machine matzahs and everything else in the works of the Gadol from Yerushalayim and Yish Pesel Feinzal in the Sefer the Mikroi Kedesh, where he talks about, he makes the idea, emphasizes the idea of the shimur, the shem mitzvah matzah, above and beyond the maisa of baking it, even that it should not become chametz. There has to be inculcated this idea of shimur, the shem mitzvah matzah. Something could be perfectly good, it's not chametz, but if it's not the shem mitzvah matzah, you're not going to be yaitza. That's right. You have to be. In fact, they want to compare all the time. Eimel al gaba by Gitin, Eimel al gaba by matzah, which is also a sugya in Gitin. But that's the main point of the thrust that you have when it comes to the din of shimur. It is like the classic case where something is 100% matzah and there's no problem that there's hummus in, but you couldn't use it for mitzvah matzah. Like when they had it's a Mishnah in Pesachim, when you had the Chalas Teda Rekike Nozer, if you made Menachos for the Mikdash, it's absolutely free of Hamas, but you couldn't use that for the Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Matzah, because it's not the Shem Mitzvah Matzah, it's only the Shem Teda, or the Shem Rekike Nozer, whatever it is. So that's the whole sugya there. So that has to be remembered. There are two levels, the Maisa Hashimur, and the machshava, the purpose, the has to be shimur for the Hashem, mitzvahs masa. That's the way it works. Yes, that's at least in on the machines and everything, on the masas and everything else. That's all. I mean, the times that I visited there, I mean, it was very noticeable. I mean, that's what they had. Yeah, in all the places you couldn't have goyim. You know, running those machines. They might have had the engineers taking apart the different parts, because what they used to do, I know, before Hanukkah time, about Hanukkah time, I know in the old Mashan Shevet's plan, they used to take all the machines apart. Every pipe, everything, all apart, and freshen it up and make sure there was nothing in, then put it together again, lubricate it, whatever it was, and then get it rolling. Then they would start baking after that. They would already start baking matzah. In fact, most of the matzahs, baking of matzah, they finished by Purim. And they were already shipping worldwide. That's the way that was their schedule.
I'm not sure the difference.
What?
The machine matzah, shmura, quote-unquote, and the regular matzah, which abounded.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, every factory had it. Like, I still get shipped.
Yeah.
They once sent a letter that they're not sending out to any rabbanim anymore complimentary matzah. But they never kept their word. They keep sending it. So they send several packages of shmur matzah, which you could use for the seder, so shem matzah's mitzvah. Normally, that's the only matzah I eat during Pesach. I was mekabel on myself years ago is shmur matzah all through Pesach. But I never made a nether that I can't eat machine shmurah. Machine shmurah, you can. That's all. It's not, we used to use that all the time. But that's how every continent, that's when they made the big spread in the papers. They had all the rabbonim who were, showed a picture of them there, with their white frocks, at the baking of the shmurah masa. So that's the thing. So hopefully we'll have a chag kosher v'sameach, and the matzah should come well, and there should be a geula for Klal Yisrael. Wish you all chag kosher v'sameach.
Rabbi Schwartz, shortly after you came here, there was a big problem. Your brother was attacked because they left you some tampons of salt.
Tampons with salt?
There was salt in it.
Yeah. Who's what?
Michael Balinski
has left the conference.
Tom's is from Asenia. What is it? That I didn't know.
I remember it again.
Really?
So now I go shopping with my wife. I like the look of fun. I have three or four varieties. Every one of them. I'm really used to the
song. Well, it's not.
Has left the conference.
Lord Sharon used to have a lot of stars from people that came. You know, he was someone that was very dedicated because when he became the Rava Machshir, there were four rabbonim that were there. Silver, Liv, Gettinger. Now, since he was related to Gettinger, because his wife was Mishpacha, was the Liv, to the Beis Harav, the whole. So that's how he was asked, because his shul, he changed his shul. He was almost like Father Shul was concerned, semi-retired. But he had more time. He could get full time. So I think almost every day, you know where you went, found him? In Jersey City, in Manasseh's plant. He was in there, always doing, or he was flying around the country, watching some Manasseh's had Ashgovas on bread, on other things, all over, different places. He was flying around in different places.
I'm sure you will be hearing that half of it. That they really wanted to pull us in the marketplace. It shouldn't be sold. About the DNA, and he just, this is the salt of the Thomas.
I didn't hear anything about the Thomas. He showed me one thing that a lot of people later wouldn't be, if you found out. They baked regular Thomas to get Tom Tom once a year.
Once a year,
he said, and had this huge warehouse. It was filled with that. All filled. And if you want, anybody needed a supply, they went in there. But that's the way it was kept, you know, fresh and all. You didn't know the difference anyhow. But they only baked, they had that system. And in the Manasseh's plant, to show the caliber of Rabbanim, they had a fully equipped base medrash. With a lot of lumdishes scrubbing in there with a Kadesh.
Who was watching the...
there was nobody in that. I know what you mean.
Wrote for him.
I know what you mean. But this was a place.
Can I just ask, just in terms of plastic, it rule out for... They can be custom, right?
But what do you mean?
Plastic, right? Because the reasoning for it is just a reasoning of this.
Well, I mean, when they talk about a hard plastic, many want to consider it like glass. So whatever applies to glass would apply to that. But others will not kosher, are hesitant about koshering any plastic. We don't know how it's a different type of a product.
It doesn't take in, it doesn't give out.
Right? Yeah, right. Well, it's not Balea.
Sure. I just wanted to go. Somebody asked me an interesting question. She had a woman has a Corningware pot.
Okay. Well, that's glass, really. Yeah.
Okay, so she's making a carrot cake, okay?
Yeah.
So she put the carrot cake in, and then she had a topping on it. She was supposed to put in cornflakes. But instead of cornflakes, it was something which was, it became milk. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah, it became dairy.
It was dairy, right. So what's with the Corningware pot? Is that
I consider it like glass. And glass, all year round, is not Malaya. You have to wash it out, and it's not gonna be.
You're giving me an argument. You were sprung.
You might say it depends on that. What we call Pyrex. This ovenware was not like the regular glass.
Well, that's heat resistant.
Well, you're talking about.
Yeah, that's also heat resistant.
Well, Corningware, you can't necessarily. Corning is glass, basically.
Is this a glass alloy?
Something that glass. Glass. It was made before 1995.
Yeah.
It was about Hillcrest Steel, I remember.
They
changed the formulation of the Corningware.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
The sheriff from 2 years ago about Galatia Shabbat and teaching us.
Yeah, right.
There's a Shumas Rambam that is not offered to teach a Notri Torah.
Yeah.
We'll see you
at a
Pesach,
right?
Yes, right.
A
lot of people coming?
No. Okay. Where's the Shuvah Rambam? All right.
Yeah, right.
I have a Shuvah Rambam at home. Which collection? It's Tom Shuvah Rambam.
Yeah, it's not the
Peir Hador.
No, very nice.
All
right,
okay.
He's a good fellow.
It's an old foot.
Yeah, I see. It's one of the old collections. Okay.
And then from last week, I mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Goldman had smicha from Rabbi Paul Shapiro.
Yeah, right. That's the way he wrote with the goose quill.
Yeah, so this is Rabbi Yehuda, David Goldman.
Yeah.
And Samuel Rabbi Paul Shapiro. You can see here that it says you can't see the first name, but Ben Lave Shapiro.
Yeah, Lave. That's right. Arya Lave.
Yeah. This is from Rabbi Yehuda Goldman. His son made a little book, and they put.
Was that Alex Goldman?
Yeah.
He was the conservative rabbi in Philadelphia, a few blocks from me. The West Oak Lane Jewish Center. Very big place. All right. Well, I knew old Rob Goldman.
Has left the conference.